Shalom everyone. I should say, Lichtige Chanukah, Frelich and Chanukah, even though by the time you listen to this, it might not be Chanukah anymore, but when we are recording it, it is. There's an interesting halacha that the Rama brings in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that we have a minhag, nohagim lehadlik ner nosaf, on top of the candles of Chanukah. We add an extra candle, that in case you use this candle, you want to come to use the light of the candles, you would use this extra candle, because the other candles are asur, leishtamesh bahem. So you have an extra candle to use for the light. The Rama says that the minhag is that the candle which we use to light the other candles with, what they call the shamash, is the one that we use as this extra candle. And the Rama says, the yesh la'asotu yoter aruch. You should make it longer, taller candle. And therefore, when you put it there, it would be towering over the other candles. And this way, if you want to use the light of the candles, you would use the light of that candle. Comes out to be very interesting. The candle that's shamash, the candle that is really secondary, is not even a part of the mitzvah, is the candle that sits higher than the other candles. Is the candle that's given a place of prominence over the other candles. Isn't that interesting? That you should put it higher, make it taller, make it higher than the other candles. Truth is, we see the same thing, lichora, by Yosef HaTzadik. We understand that in last week's parasha, this week's parasha, the dreams of Yosef come to realization. The dreams that the brothers, and even Yaakov Avinu, coming to bow down to Yosef, would be realized in these parashiyas. Hamaloch timloch aleinu, im mashol timshol banu. The dreams that supposedly meant that Yosef becomes a melech over his brothers, or a moshel, or a ruler over his brothers and his father, become realized. Well, did Yosef become a melech over his brothers? Did he become a moshel over his brothers and his father? He was certainly moshel over Mitzrayim. But was he a melech or a moshel over his brothers? All we see in our parsha is that Yosef tells them, Ki lemichya shelachani alechem. Hashem has sent me to you to provide for you livelihood. In a way, I am your servant. I'm here to provide sustenance to you, your families, and of course to Yaakov Avinu. That is called a melech. That is called a moshel. Again, we see that someone who is really a servant is given a place of prominence, a place of melech. So there's an interesting Gemara in Masachet Kiddushin, I'm sure you're familiar with. Gemara in the Avlamed Beis Amud Beis brings a story. Maase v'Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Sadok. There were Chachamim who were attending Bebet HaMishte of Benoshe Rabban Gamliel at the wedding of Rabban Gamliel's son. And Rabban Gamliel was standing there and as a waiter serving them. And Chachamim were uncomfortable. Rabban Gamliel is a Nasi. How could it be that we are sitting and Rabban Gamliel, a Nasi, is coming to serve us? So, so Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the big deal? Matzinu gadol mimenu. We see bigger than Rabban Gamliel, who was serving others. You see, when the three Anashim, well, now we know they were Malachim, but at the time Avram Avinu didn't know, who's standing by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu stood by them and he served them. He stood by them and he served them. What's wrong? If Avram Avinu could stand there and serve three Arabs, is it a big deal that Rabban Gamliel is serving us? And then Rabbi Saduk said something even more striking. Rabbi Saduk said, עד מתי אתם מניחים כבודו של מקום ואתם עוסקים בכבוד הבריאס? Until when do you let go of the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're involved with the kavod HaBriyas? We're all sitting here in the world and Melech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is serving us, providing us with all our sustenance. Now, is it a big deal that Rabban Gamliel is doing the same thing? So it's interesting what Rabbi Saduk says. Ad matai atem manechim kevodo shel makom? Until when you let go of the kavod of Hashem. In other words, when I talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing sustenance for us, it is a kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechaye et kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives life to everyone. That's a kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to bring a raya from Avraham Avinu? You let go of the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give a kavod to Basar Vedam, to Avraham Avinu. What you see from here is that when a person is involved with serving others, with providing for others, that is a kavod for the provider. That's a kavod for the server. That gives a place of prominence. That gives a bechina of malchus, of a moshel, to that person. The greatness comes through serving other people. We see that Mefurash in Chazal by Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Midrash, Vayigdal Moshe vayetze el echav. Moshe Rabbeinu grew up and he went out to see his brothers. Vayar besiv losam. Midrash asks, once again, right before we said Vayigdal Moshe, there are two words of Vayigdal used for Moshe Rabbeinu a couple of pesukim apart. Why does the Torah repeat Vayigdal Moshe? Ma'u Vayigdal Vayigdal Shnei Pa'amim. Ela HaRishon LeKoma. The first one is the physical growing up. Hasheni LeGedula. The second one is when Moshe Rabbeinu got to a place of prominence. What is that? Umau ha-gedula. What is the gedula? Vayetze el echav. He went out to see his brothers. Vayar besivlotam. He went to see their pain. He went to serve them. He went to help them. He went to take care of them. That's vayigdal. Says the Mara. Ki vayigdal hasheni nichtav. The second vayigdal is written to show that Moshe Rabbeinu had nefesh gedola, a great soul. That's why he went out. Mishum hachi yotze lirot besivlot echav. Because if he didn't have nefesh gedola, if he didn't have that great soul, he would not have done that. He wouldn't have cared about other people. Caring about other people is godless. And we see that by Avraham Avinu. In the beginning, when the malachim come to Avraham Avinu, the pasuk says, "Vayar vehine shelosha anashim nitzavim alav." Those three malachim were standing upon Avraham Avinu. They were greater than him. When Avraham Avinu is serving them, it says, "Vehu omed alehem tachad ha'etz." He is standing upon them, tachad ha'etz. As soon as Avraham Avinu started serving them, as soon as Avraham Avinu ran to the cow and brought all the food, and he stood as a servant, as a waiter, upon them, he actually stood upon them, alehem. He was elevated over them. Contrary to everyone's belief that, yeah, well, when you serve other people, you're lowering yourself, you're putting yourself down. Completely to the contrary. When you serve other people, when you help other people, when you are nose be'olim chavero, that gives you a makom of prominence. We also see that by Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshat Vayetchanan. Moshe Rabbeinu is pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let him go to Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "You showed avdecha et god lecha ved yadcha achazaka. You have shown me et god lecha, your greatness." Says Rashi, what is your greatness? What is et god lecha? Zo midat tuvcha. This is your midah of Tov, to do good, to do chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've done great chasadim to me. I'm asking one more time to do me a chesed. Let me go to Eretz Israel. Again, you see, chesed is godless, is greatness. And finally, Moshe Cordoviro and others, Sfarim HaKadoshim, speak out. The pasuk that we say every single day in Vayivarech David, Lecha Hashem HaGedula VaHaGevura VaHaTiferet VaHaNesach VaHahod. We know that that pasuk refers to the Sheva Sefiras, the seven midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Nesach, Hod. The first one, Chesed, is referred to in the pasuk as Lecha Hashem HaGedula. Gedula, greatness. Because when a person goes out of his own self, Kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that to teach us. But for us, when we go out of ourself, out of ourselves, really, and trying to help other people, reaching out to other people, serving other people, that's Gedula. That is perhaps why the Shamash stands towering over other candles. That is why Yosef, who's serving his brothers and his father, is considered a melech and moshel alehim. Because when Yosef serves, he's automatically elevated to a place of prominence. And that's why it was not a bizayon for Rabban Gamliel to stand there and serve everybody else, because he's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's league. That is what Rabbi Tzadok was saying. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, whoever else who does it is going to be included in Hashem's league. If you want to be in Hashem's league, you have to get involved with everybody else's pain, with everybody else's tzarachim, everybody else's needs. As very famously, the children of Rav Chaim Volozhiner wrote in the Hakdama to Nefesh HaChaim that Margila Bepumei, that it was always Ragil in the mouth of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who always told us this line, that a human being is not created for himself, rather a human being is created to help others. He's created for other people. The Gadlut HaAdam, the godness of a mensch, is the greatness that he serves other people. And we care about other people. And says the Medrash, this is the Gadlus, that when we care about other people, when we cry in their pain, when we share in their simcha, when we go to help them, go out of our boundaries, out of our limits to help them, that is ultimately what brings the Geula. As the Pasuk says, Bivchi, Medrash in our Parsha, Bivchi Yavo, that Klal Yisrael will be redeemed through Bechi, when they cry on other people's pains, just like Yosef cried on Binyamin's pain, when Batei Mikdashos were going to be destroyed in the Chelek of Binyamin, just like Binyamin cried on Yosef's pain, that Mishkan Shiloh will be destroyed in Chelek of Yosef, when we cry on each other's pain, when we share each other's burden, when we reach out to each other, that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us the real chesed, the real geula. Lecha Hashem HaGedula VaHaGevura VaHaTiferet, the real greatness of a mensch to all of us. Afrelech and Chanukah, Echoy Deshtov, and Agun Shabbos.